Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello there and welcome back to Four Times in a Podcast. You join us on the evening of the 29th of February and it is the night after Celtic put on a magnificent display at Celtic Park and beat Dundee 7-1. They were incredible in the first half, which led to them being 6-0 up. And as I say, the game finished 7-1, seven different goal scorers, a much improved performance from Celtic. Tony, I'll come to you first. A lot of people praised the second half performance at Fir Park and wondered, could the team carry on until Wednesday night? They did that and a bit more on last night. We, as I say, 6-0 up at half time, six different scorers, finished 7-1 with seven different scorers. You can't, I know some people would have been dreaming at 8-9 or 10-0 at half time, but you can't really complain after a performance like that.
No, I think most teams, whenever they build such a big advantage for half-time, they usually drop off in the second half. It was fantastic. It was great to watch. I'm sure everybody was feeling a bit worried after the first kind of couple of minutes because it wasn't great. But once we got into gear, we were excellent. I think most of the goals came from crosses into the box. It was just a really good performance, and I feel as though we've been waiting to see something like that for how long? For months and months. So, it was great to watch, really enjoyable. And you just hope it's the kind of the catalyst now to kind of kick on. Obviously, the next game is beyond huge. As we know, Rangers get a pretty big result last night as well because they beat Kilmarnock after being behind. So, I'm assuming by the next time we play, we're probably going to be five behind again and it's going to be a tough tie away to Hearts. But if we can play the way we did, then we'll be absolutely fine. But so many players you could pinpoint who were just excellent. Adamida, thought Alistair Johnson looks brilliant. Yang was great. Taylor was brilliant. Even the likes of Matt Riley was back for and Maida got a goal. So there's not really anybody you could have a go at. I think it's good that the goal difference has been cut again, but I don't want it as, but it won't mean anything unless we go out and beat Hearts. We need to, that needs to be the level for the next 10 games. And it's a pretty decent first team. And then Palmer comes on, hits the bar. He's a bit unlucky. Sorry, I forgot to mention the boy Kelly. We had an absolutely phenomenal goal. I was delighted for him. You always want to see the young players coming on and doing the business. And it was a great finish. With, I believe it's his weaker foot. So huge credit to him. I'm sure him and his family are absolutely over the moon. So, it's nice to have two good results in a row, but this time it was good to have a really brilliant performance along with the results. So it's just a case now of kicking on, beating Hearts, then we'll have a week off and then we'll have the Livy game in the cup. So overall, delighted. We just want to really see us maintain that level. And of course, there's only really one person that's responsible for the win, and it's Jessica Watson. So good girl, Jessica, and thanks very much.
Hi, definitely. It was a really brilliant performance. I think by far and away best performance we've put in this season. It was, well, as you say, wasn't it out fright? Because in the first minute, while the fans were still singing "You'll Never Walk Alone," Joe Hart was making a fine save at his near post, and you did sort of worry, but that was soon dispelled. I thought, as you mentioned, I thought Yang was influential. He got at the much spoken about Beck and got him on a booting relatively early on, which sort of hampered him. And I thought Yang again, he just built on from Sunday and continued to be a real attacking threat. And look, I was laughing with you in the pod last night, because on here the other day I says that we don't score enough headers, and I think Celtic must have took that personally when the first three goals were great headers. Cameron Carter-Vickers one, it was just good to see us utilise a set piece. I know a lot of people have frustrations with how we use our free kicks and corners, so it was great to finally just put one on a defender who was able to put it in the back of the net. And then Adam Ida, it was completely different type of header than the one he scored at Fir Park on Sunday, but I thought it was equally as good. He almost had to lead back to goal and was still able to direct it in. And he continues to go from strength to strength. I think pretty much we unanimously called for him to get a start last night, and as long as he keeps scoring, I think the jersey's his for now. And then Matt O'Reilly with a diving header as well, of course. Good to see him get back on the score sheet, because I know a lot of people had been sort of wondering where his form had went after a sort of quiet 5 or 6 weeks, but I think he was just always involved last night. And then again, complete opposite from Sunday, Dyson Maeda, who has 2 or 3 gilt-edged chances in Sunday that were much easier than the one he scored last night. He puts away a fantastic finish, and the first half just got better and better, and a lot of people compare this football to Ange, but there you go, it just shows that Brendan's team can play football as well. And was saying Antonio Fair, Ange's team never 6-0 up at half time. Even the game they won 9-0 at Tannadice, that was only 4-0 at half time. So there you go, it was as good a first half as you'll see for a long time at Celtic Park. But Danny, I'll come at you. As I said, I don't think anybody can really have any complaints, although we would have hoped that there might have been points dropped elsewhere, but we've done our bit. We spoke about so much on here last week how Celtic just need to focus on Celtic and put in performances and put teams away. Couldn't have done that much more last night, and obviously done some good for the goal difference as well if it does come down to the wire. But I was going to ask you, like, we usually, I knew you a long time now, and a lot of the time when we've spoke about Celtic teams, we'll say, is that a team's due a doing? Don't think you could really say that this team was looking like they were going to give a team this sort of battering, so that made it even more pleasing that we did turn up last night and just absolutely set about Dundee. What was your thoughts?
No, I was actually just going to say that exact same thing to you, Darren, because I wasn't normally under Postecoglou, like last year or the year before. We were saying to each other, well, before us were saying, somebody's going to walk on like a 9 or a 10. And we got it once, but we threatened it, you know, umpteen more times. And last night was completely out of the blue. We spoke about how Celtic need to just concentrate on themselves and putting a team away. And do you know what? We did that last night, but it was really pleasing. I thought, I wouldn't say that the football was as great, you know. It was great to win 7-1 and be 6-0 up off time. I just thought they were more direct than usual. I think I didn't see much of Sunday, as we said previously, but apparently they were a lot quicker, and they kind of just carried that on last night. It was really, really good getting the ball into the box, flooding the box with people. I mean, look, the left back scored at the back post. O'Reilly got himself into the box. Ida is just, God, he's some find. I mean, we're all eating humble pie with him. We weren't, as much as we were all behind him, we wanted to see him do well. I don't think anybody thought he would actually be this crucial to us so quickly. But I thought last night what really stood out was Yang. I thought he was incredible. That boy Beck, there's been a lot made of him. I thought Yang gave him an absolute torrid time. And the first 5 minutes, I said, right, because they were actually quite threatening, and I thought, here we go, Sunday, we've not carried on. For 90-odd minutes after that, they were just so good. And Yang, he is going to be one of the wingers. He's going to frustrate sometimes. But do you know what? Last night, every time he get the ball, I think you said it on Monday, Darren, he just tries something. He's got a bit of invention about him, and at least he tries to do something. And last night, every time he get the ball, I think he would buy that back every single time he took him on. Can he remember him taking the ball off him, or, you know, having to foul him or something? But he was just getting the ball into the box, and for a change, there were bodies in to make things happen. I mean, look at if you look at McGregor's goal, him and Taylor are playing 1-2s with each other in the box. And we've got 3-4 bodies elsewhere waiting on it to come to them. So it was really, really pleasing. You do need to look at the other side and say they were 1-0 doing it at a tough away venue and have come back and won, which is a great result for them. But Celtic fans have been screaming out for this sort of performance half us for about 2 or 3 months. We've not seen it. And, you know, last night was, if Sunday was encouraging, you know, last night was doubly so. And I was just really, really, really pleased last night. 7 different goal scorers. The type of goal, you know, that we're scoring. And just, O'Reilly looks like he's, I mean, I wouldn't say he's back to his best, because in my opinion, he's been quite poor for a while, but he was much more like it last night. He was involved in an awful lot of stuff. I thought Taylor and Awata, I thought Awata was really good. They just mopped up Everton. Taylor and Awata, they just bring such a balance to the team. We just look, and Carter Vickers as well, obviously. You know, Carter Vickers makes us more secure. I know he had a wee dodgy moment in the first half, but he's, he just feel a lot better when he's in the team. But with Taylor and Awata, such a lovely balance. And we could do better in both positions. But with the two gears, certainly Awata, they knew Awata was really, really good last night. He mopped Everton up. And, you know, he's kind of been in and out of the team. And he seems to play well for 3 games or 4 games. And then he'll have a bad game. And then you'll not see him again for a while. But I would stick with him then. We're waiting on Hitati coming back. I like Bernardo. I think he's a brilliant player as well. But I like the team then. I like the 11 the way that it is. And I'd like to see Navrocki next to Carter Vickers. But, you know, Scales seems to be the man in that position, which is, you know, just kind of not really worth worrying about now. Rodgers has made his mind up. But I think keeping that 11 for Sunday would be really helpful to me. It would give us back continuity, you know, and we need that as we're trying to build momentum towards the title.
Definitely. I think, as you say, keeping that sort of same lineup as much as possible right now would be definitely positive for the team. You look at the last half at Motherwell and obviously the first 60 minutes or so against Dundee last night. I think these players are just flying in now. They will be full of confidence. You've mentioned a few of them there as well. But I think it is pretty easy for Brendan to look to the same players, because the ones that made the difference on Sunday, the likes of Ida and Awata and Yang, they yet again were brilliant last night. And the full team was, Tony mentioned it earlier as well, Alistair Johnson I thought was brilliant. I know he only got one assist, but he also put in the cross for Greg Taylor's goal as well. I get deflected on though, but I thought it was his best game of the season probably as well. I thought that right hand side, him and Yang, were just phenomenal in the first half, and was delighted to see that from them, because Alistair Johnson's somebody I've been quite critical of this year. So if he can get back into that sort of form, then that will only benefit us as well. Tony, last bit on the Dundee game, I think more often than not this season the players have probably heard themselves, and we always hear moans and groans when things aren't going right, but it was some reception the team got at half time, just in sort of appreciation of the performance they put on the first half. It was probably one of the loudest half time cheers I'd seen at Celtic Park in many years.
I think as the song goes, you play for us and we'll sing for you. So look, the fans are going to be receptive to good performances, and I think that's where you go. You get a team that was trying, a team that looked united, a team that looks as if it's playing for the manager. It was kind of everything you could have hoped for. I think the fans will always get behind the team, irrespective. You know, there's issues with the board and family dynasties and all this other mad stuff, but when push comes to shove, the fans are always going to get behind the team. Everybody wants to see a successful team in the pitch. And I think we have got quite a likeable bunch of players, I must admit. I think they are a good bunch. And there's a lot of winners in there, a lot of good players. So all you can hope for is that they take something for that and they just keep going and keep pushing on and try and win the league, which is going to be very difficult. I've already said that a million times. So I thought the support were excellent. A fucking dreadful pissing rain Glasgow night, as per always, but they turn up in their tens of thousands, and I seen the Green Brigade jumping about with their taps off, which is kind of typical of them. So look, I just hope this is another kind of, what do you call it, another catalyst. But Sunday's game's just so important. It's incredible. But I guess the good thing for us, you can try and look at, don't have any European football and stuff like that. So I guess I kind of say that's a positive, because we're trying for European football forever, but after Christmas. But you know what I mean. So, look, fans were brilliant. They're brilliant against Motherwell. I just hope the board don't decide to try and pick a fight with a certain set of fans again. I don't think that'll bode very well for any title chances or for their sake either.
Aye, definitely. Just I think everything's got to be directed towards the team on the park, and everybody sort of pushing in the one direction, as much as it doesn't seem like that at times. But no, that'll do it for the Dundee game. I'll come on to this Sunday's game away at Hearts. Probably one of the biggest tests we've got left this season. Danny, I'll come to you. It's the twice we've played Hearts this season, it's been sort of polar opposites in terms of performance. We obviously played them at Tynecastle, the first meeting of the teams of the season, and it was one of our best performances of the year when we won 4-1 that day at Tynecastle. But then Hearts came to Celtic Park in December and beat us 2-0, and probably one of the most comfortable wins they'll ever have over Celtic. What are you expecting on Sunday from this one? Do you think this, although not, of course nothing will be decided, but this could be a real defining moment for the team to just sort of stand up at another tough away ground and get 3 points, or if you got worries that they might not stand up to it?
I'm not worried or no stand up to it, but the season's been such stop start that you kind of don't want to let yourself get too confident, because as we've seen too many times this season, there's always a kind of slip around the corner. Having said that, I think the last two games have been really positive, well, game and a half. And when we played them the last time at Tynecastle, we were just starting to find my swagger under Rodgers again. I thought we were just starting to get going. We won 4-1. We played, it wasn't even that complete a performance, but we took the goals well. And we were just really good, with foot being great. And then Hearts were on about a terrible run at the time. And then the next thing you know, we're playing them at Parkhead. We started to walt a bit, and they're in really good form. And then they, as you say, they were so comfortable in that game. It was really, really poor for us. It was probably our worst performance of the season, in my opinion. And then this time they've took a doing last week after Rangers. Nobody was really that surprised. But last night, they weren't great against Hibs, and a lot of the fans aren't happy because how bad they were at home, and they got away with one. They got a really juvenile penalty, which got them a draw. And apart from that, they were really poor. So we need to kind of keep, you know, we kind of give them reason. You know what Hearts are like at home with Celtic. If the crowd get up for it, then it's going to be a difficult afternoon. If the players get belief after that, then it's going to be difficult. But I think, I was just thinking that last year when we beat them in the cup, I think we scored, well, 2-0 and up. Or we scored after about 3 minutes. And I think we scored again in the first half. So Tynecastle's, it's always built up as this notoriously difficult place. I mean, I know that mad 4-3 there last year that I was at, which was a great game to be at. But we have done a bit of damage early on at Tynecastle as well and scored a couple of early goals. So hopefully we can do that again, because I know we scored, or Riley scored after a few minutes in the last game, so or the last time there. So hopefully we can start quickly. I mean, it is all about just keeping that momentum going. But it's got to be, Hearts are playing well. I think we might just have about took over them when it comes to points between the last 10, 15 games or something. But hopefully they can stretch away further again. But as Tony said earlier, the all likelihood is we're going to be 5 behind. So you just take, in these situations, you just take anyone. And hopefully, I just hope they continue to play like they did last night, because I think at the minute Hearts are there for the taking. And they're licking their wounds a wee bit, and we really should be piling in when they're a bit miserable, instead of giving them a platform to build themselves back up.
Aye, definitely. And I think that game you're speaking about in the cup last year, you really kill for a performance like that. Like, I think that Aaron Moy scored after 2 minutes that day, and then Kyogo got one just before half time, and it just sort of had them dead and buried for half time, and they sort of response. But I suppose my worry would be that the last few away games, possibly with the exception of St Mirren in the cup, like your Fir Park and Pittodrie and Easter Road, we seem to be making the away games a lot more difficult than maybe we have to. But Tony, what are you expecting from it? As I say, the last few away games in the league have been tight. We've obviously had last minute winners at Motherwell and Easter Road, but we obviously dropped points up at Pittodrie as well. What are you expecting from this one on Sunday?
Oh, can't a game, I must admit. Don't get me wrong, I'm going to predict a win, which I feel as though I've not done for quite a while. I think we can win the game, but I think we're going to go behind. I don't know why, I've just got it in my head that we're going to concede first and then need to try and come back for that. So I think we'll win 2-1. I think Shankland will score first. And then I think either will score one, Yang will get us the winner. So that's my kind of prediction. But I think it's just going to be one of these horrible games. And I think we're probably going to go into it 5 points behind, which is a bit of a pain, but it's just the way the fixtures have fell. So I think we might just get out of it with a 2-1. But I don't think there's any result massively surprised me as good as we were last night. I think this is going to be totally different. I know the last two games I've known the results have been after either, but I think they'll up their game for us, and they'll obviously want to try and cut the gap they have between us and them, which is it's probably just a bit impossible for Hearts to catch us. So 2-1 Celtic, horrible game, but at the end, hopefully we just all breathe a nice big sigh of relief and then get on with it.
I'm assuming sure I would take any sort of win. Hopefully we don't go behind. I don't know if my heart can take us going behind much more this season, but as you said, like their last two games, since they decided to donate points at Ibrox on Saturday, they've obviously not been able to bounce back from that. By all accounts, Hibs seem to be the better team against them, but obviously that doesn't really affect how Sunday will go. They'll probably fancy it, given that they were pretty comfortable against us in December. But I think there is something about the team the last game and a half that shows that they're not going to go down with a fight. And do you know what? If Hearts do fancy it, it might just suit us to a T if they come out a bit and it allows us to sort of break at speed. Then for me, I would keep the team the same. Don't see any need for change, especially with like Yang having the impact he's having, and Ida as well. As I said, he's got the jersey for me now, and it's up for other players to either get it off him or for his form to drop for a change to be needed there. And obviously, Daisa Maeda got his goal last night as well, so I think he would be playing. And you're starting to look at a sort of stronger bench where you do have these players like Palma coming on who can make an impact if needed. And again, as one of you mentioned earlier, Daniel Kelly obviously came off the bench at half time last night and scored a great goal. So I think the team should be full of confidence. I think we'll win 2-0. And I just think, as I say, I'd love a repeat of that cup game where we just get out the traps early and sort of have the game as good as wrapped up by half time. And I'll go for 2-0. I think Adam Ida will continue his goal scoring form and he'll get the second. Yang will get a goal that he deserves. He's been doing a lot of good attacking play without getting on the score sheet himself recently, so I hope that he'll be able to add the second. Danny, what's your prediction and would you be making any changes to the team?
No, I said earlier to keep the team the same because you need to build that momentum. And I know it's a squad game and stuff, but the 11 that started last night gave us an absolute perfect first half, so there's no need to change the team. I would keep it the way it is. I think we're blowing away. I think Hearts are on the way down now. They've had two really, really poor performances in a row, and I think they'll make it three. I think Celtic will score early on. I think we'll get a second in the first half, and then we'll just cruise out. And then I think I'll go for 3-0. I think we'll get a third. I just think either I'll get another two, and I'll go for Palma to get the third because I was desperately unlucky with a shot that he had last night from outside the box. And I just think they'll keep rolling on. And I don't know, there seems to be a real change in attitude. Last night I noticed it in the first half. There seems to be a real eagerness to get the ball into the box, get well wingers both sides one on one with a man and let them either cut inside and, you know, give it back to somebody and get a cross in, or just put the cross in themselves. And it was really pleasing. And I really, really, really hope for more of the same on Sunday for last night. Because if we play like we did last night, then we should be, well, let's hope we'll be all right. But if we're as direct with the quality we've got, I can't really see anybody living with us.
There you go. Three very optimistic predictions for Sunday. If you think any different or if you agree with any, let us know. Just search for us wherever you're following us, whether it be Twitter, Facebook or Instagram. Let us know what you think the score will be. And as always, if anybody gets it spot on, we'll give you a wee shout out. If you're not following us on the name, just search for Full Times a Podcast and you should be able to find us. But if you've taken the time to listen to this episode, thank you very much. We do appreciate it. I know it's not as long as it usually has been the last few weeks. That must be a sign that Celtic are back to winning ways and we've got less to rant about. But hopefully we do continue our good form of this week into Sunday, and we will be back after that game to review it, and we'll preview the Livingston Cup game at some point next week as well. But if you've made it this far, thanks very much for listening, and hail hail.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.